The New Negro by Evan Jordan. A Negro voice spoke through a boy's open mouth. A Negro voice survived through a boy's lynched neck. A pen's stroke, a brush's sigh across a taut drum that, under a dark hand, darkens further into song. To read, to write, to see, to paint. Life. A deer trot through cattail tall grass. Death, a figure crossing against the light. Capture what you see and make sense of what's out of view of the beholder. The talented create as much as they think. Intellect, some call it. Uppity, some call it. Du Bois enjoys under cover of night what we sing throughout the day. The mind has leapt, so to speak, upon the parapets of prejudice. The mind has leapt, so to speak, over the mute of proper into arpeggios of jazz. And what to make of those shoes, green anaconda and shined? And what to make of the bend in the brim of that hat, the break of that slack over those shoes' laces? Details grow in importance when art reaches higher. Uncle Tom and Sambo have passed on, and even the Colonel and George play barnstorm roles from which they escape when the public spotlight is off. Insist on capitalizing the N in the N-word, Negro. Per letter dated February 18, 1929. Still, a Negro voice sings to the crowd from the hanged body in the tree. Maybe he once chewed licorice in his mouth. Maybe an idea formed before he could recite its lyric, mistaking the secret vowel, a vowel as round and as warm as the skin of his hand, keen yet soft as the consonant N, which he'll still wield for his praise song, for his honeyed verse. But that's cool, he'll say, that Negro boy with licorice blithely hanging from his mouth, a mouth filled too with poems and with curses, with regrets and gloating, the boy who calls the future to him, who sees the pattern in the stone set on the path up ahead and, without a second thought, will speak and others will lean in a bit closer, hoping to hold some essence they can neither hold nor fathom without him.